Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is February 22nd, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Pelacarsen and lipoprotein A apheresis in secondary prevention. The LPA Frontiers apheresis trial. Lipoprotein apheresis, LA, is the only approved treatment for patients with elevated lipoprotein A. The LPA Frontiers apheresis trial established a treatment protocol where adult patients with lipoprotein A levels greater than 60 mg per deciliter and established cardiovascular disease were randomized. These patients had previously undergone frequent lipoprotein apheresis sessions. Participants received either 80 mg of pelacarsen or placebo every 4 weeks for 52 weeks, continuing weekly lipoprotein apheresis sessions. Article number 2. Three-dimensional echocardiography for valvular heart disease. Clinical implications. Three-dimensional echocardiography has emerged as an essential tool in evaluating and managing valvular heart disease. This imaging modality offers superior accuracy and detailed visualization when used with both transthoracic and transesophageal approaches. Its importance has been particularly underscored in guiding transcatheter valve interventions for high-risk or inoperable patients. The technology enables precise assessment of valvular anatomy, directly improving patient management. Article number 3. Etiology, Management, and Outcomes of Society for Cardiovascular Angiography and Interventions Stage B, Cardiogenic Shock. This study evaluated adult patients with Society for Cardiovascular Angiography and Interventions, SCA1, Stage B Cardiogenic Shock, from 2017 to 2022, across a 6-hospital system. The definition for SCA1. B cardiogenic shock included hypotension, specifically systolic blood pressure less than or equal to 90 millimeters of mercury, or mean blood pressure less than or equal to 65 millimeters of mercury, or hypoperfusion indicated by lactate levels between 2 to 5 milliequivalents per liter, cardiac arrest, use of circulatory support, and non-cardiac etiologies were explicitly excluded from this definition. This framework provides a basis for understanding and studying this patient population. Article number 4. Atrial fibrillation versus non-atrial fibrillation coronary embolism, a multicenter study. This multicenter study included 489 patients diagnosed with coronary embolism across 10 hospitals using Shibata criteria for diagnosis. The study found that 241 patients, representing 49% of the cohort, had atrial fibrillation-related coronary embolism. Researchers identified distinct characteristics between atrial fibrillation-related and non-atrial fibrillation coronary embolism patient groups. This research provides initial comparative data on this under-recognized cause of acute myocardial infarction. Article number 5. Empagliflozin attenuates global cerebral ischemic injury after cardiac arrest through enhancing ketone body oxidative metabolism in rats. This study demonstrated that empagliflozin attenuates global cerebral ischemic injury following cardiac arrest in rats. The observed neuroprotective effects were achieved through the enhancement of ketone body oxidative metabolism. Researchers utilized a model where 206 adult male Sprague-Dawley rats were subjected to cardiac arrest via ventricular fibrillation and subsequent cardiopulmonary resuscitation. This finding positions empagliflozin as a potential therapeutic agent for reducing neurological deficits after cardiac arrest. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.